So those are all questions we have to come to. Now, l'fun ikar dina nami she'enu mavarech ala ha'poseach v'ha'choseim. He says, according to the original minig, right, midina de mishnah, that the first Olah and the last Olah were the only ones who said brachos. Isha v'katan in korin rishon v'lo achron. Then, bizman ha-mishnah, an isha or katan couldn't have the first or last aliyah. Mishum bracha. Because they would have to be the ones to say a bracha. B'fi she'i efshe l'korin ha-acherim she'yetu b'vilchasam. Because they couldn't be motzi. The others with their bracha, right? The man's understanding that bizman ha-mishnah, it's not the pshat that Kriyas HaTorah only needs one bracha at the beginning, one bracha at the end. It's rather that the Kohen was motzi all the subsequent olim with a bracha lefaneha, and that the last ole was motzi all the previous olim with the bracha l'achareha, right? That's how the Ran understands what the pshat in the original minig was. And he says, therefore, the first ola and the last olim have to be in a position to be motzi others with the brachas. Umihu, and for that reason, since kata, neither a kata nor an isha are b'nei chiyuva in Kriyas HaTorah, so they couldn't get those aliyahs. Mihu, however, hashta de tikkun rabbonin sheyavarchu kulam. Now that the Chachmei HaGemara introduced that each ola says his own bracha lefaneha and bracha la'achareha. Isha v'kotan korin afil rishon v'achron. Now already there's no impediment, again, to, in theory, the isha or the kotan getting even the first or last aliyahs. Good. That's what the Ran says. So you see here something very interesting. And this is something we're going to try to trace through the Rishonim. Halacha l'maisa. Right, well, when you listen to Kriyas HaTorah, so are we supposed to be yotzei with the brachos of the olam? Or to ask the question from the perspective of the olah, is the olah supposed to have in mind that he's being motzi esarab in yidei chavosam with the kriya? I mean, it's not his. I mean, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is no more the olah's mitzvah than anyone else's mitzvah, right? So you see from the Ran, without understanding yet why that should be, but what you see from the Ran is that the Olim are not being motzi the tzibur with the brachas. The tzibur has no obligation to be yotzei with the birkas HaTorah of the Olim. And that for the tzibur, Kriyas HaTorah doesn't. If you don't get an aliyah and you're just listening to Kriyas HaTorah, or even if you're the Baal Kori, but you don't get an aliyah, so we're being yotzei Kriyas HaTorah without a Birkas HaMitzvah. There is no Birkas HaMitzvah that we're supposed to say on Kriyas HaTorah, and hence, says the Ran, the Olam are not being motzi anyone with their brachos. Once upon a time, Bizman HaMishnah, when the first Olam was motzi all the subsequent Olam with the bracha rishona, and the last olah was being motzi all the previous olim with the bracha achrona, then those two were being motzi the other olim. So then the isha and katan couldn't. So you see, interestingly, right? So halacha lemaisa, the Ran would say that we're not being yotzei with those brachos, and we're not listening to the brachos with a kavana lotzeis, and the olah is not saying those brachos with a kavana lotzei. Okay, well, let's take a look if you have the sheet with the Ma'ar Makomos, let's take a look at the first Ma'ar Makom from the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah. Okay, thank you. Beis Amachah. Kol echad ve'echad min ha'korin Paseach Sefer Torah, Umabit Lamokom Shukaribo, ואחר כך אומר ברוך הוא השם המברך, וכל העם אומרים ברוך השם המברך לעולם ועד, וכל זה הוא מברך, ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם, שברוך בנו מכל העמים נשמנו ואסתרסו, ברוך אתה השם נשיא נתר. So just incidentally, right? The Rambam, and this is, I think, consistently the case, the Rambam's opinion and practice was that the one who says Baruch Hu doesn't answer with Baruch Hashem HaMavorach L'Olam Vo'ed. That since he refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Mavorach in the invitation, in the challenge to the Tzibur to say Baruch Hashem HaMavorach, so the Rambam didn't have our minig that, let's say, the Shleich Tzibur after Yishtabach or the Olam repeat Baruch Hashem HaMavorach, he doesn't have it, right? V'chol Olam only Baruch Hashem HaMavorach L'Olam Vo'ed, and then he doesn't say it, right? And he's Chol Zem HaMavorach. Okay, just an interesting idea. V'chol Olam only Amen. And then when he says this bracha, everyone answers Amen. V'achar kach, then the older Korei Ad She'yashlim Likros, he reads his whatever's apportioned to his aliyah, the golal sefer, he rolls the sefer closed, umivayich baruch ato Hashem lakein malach olam shenasan lanu tarasa taras emes, right? This is where Sfarim get it from. V'chayi olam nata v'sochenu baruch ato Hashem nasein ato. Now, what's very interesting in the Rambam here is that the Rambam sort of reminds us to answer amen on the first bracha, and he doesn't remind us to answer amen on the second bracha. Okay, so it's obviously difficult to say, well, you know, how absent-minded can you be? So he just reminded us to answer amen. No, if he was sort of relying on our, so then, Mr. we know that you should answer amen in general also. So obviously there's something here. The fact that the Rambam is stipulating that we answer amen on the bracha rishona, not on the bracha achrona, there's something here. So what is it? So let's take a look as follows. There are a couple of other places also where the Rambam, again, goes out of his way to stress answering amen. Let's give one other example of that. Skip to the third source for a minute. The third source is in Perikei Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam is discussing the mitzvah of Zimun. So the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, Shlosha she'ochlu pas ke'echad. If three people ate bread together, chayav mevarech birkas ha'zimun kodem birkas ha'mazon. There's an added bracha to the benching, birkas ha'zimun. Ve'ezu hi birkas ha'zimun. Im hoyu ha'ochlu mishlosha ad asara, so mevarech echad mehem ve'omen nevarech shachalu mishalom, ha'kol omen baruch shachalu mishalom v'tevol chayinu, v'u chozer mevarech baruch shachalu mishalom v'tevol chayinu. Fine, okay. The Yishem Hashem Mevorach Me'ato V'od Olam is, I think they quote, the mocha for that is in the Zohar. But the Rambam doesn't have that line in Zimun. Fine. Halacha Gimel. V'achar kach Omer, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Azenas Olam Kulo B'tuvo, Ad Shegomer Arba Brachos, V'hein Onin Omen Achar Kol Brachu V'Bracha. Okay, two interesting things about Halacha Gimel. First of all, you see in Halacha Gimel that the way the Rambam describes Zimun is not the way we practice Zimun, right? The way the Rambam describes Zimun is that the Mezamein would bench and everyone else would just listen. And there are many rayas to this from the Gemara, where the Rambam got it from. So that's Heora number one. And Heora number two is, again, that the Rambam's stipulating, again, make sure you answer Amen, right? Don't just listen, make sure you answer Amen. Now, so what's the point here? So let's go back to the previous halacha that we have here in the sheet, from Perek Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Yud Aleph. Here the Rambam has the following distinction. Kol hashomeya bracha min habrachos mitchilasa va'atzofa. If a person hears a bracha in its entirety, v'niskavin latzeis bo yidei chavaso, and he has kavana latzeis, yatsa. V'afal pi shalo ono amen. Right? For shomeya ka'omer, you don't have to answer amen. Right? when one person makes Kiddush Friday night and the rest of the B'nai Bayis are being Yotzei, Shomea Ka'ona, so Shomea Ka'ona is just that. It's enough to listen, and as long as the person saying Kiddush has Kavana Lahotzei, and everyone listening has Kavana Lahotzei, that suffices. You don't need Omein in order to be Yotzei Shomea Ka'ona. Now, V'chol Ha'ona Omein Acha HaMavarech, HaReza Kimavarech. So the Rambam has the following contrast, right? By Shomer Ka'olna, the Rambam says, you Yotzei. Right? If you listened, so then you Yotzei. That's the Chiddush of Shomer Ka'olna. By Ona Amen, the Rambam says, it's not just that you Yotzei, but you can even be Kimavarech. V'hu, but don't think that that means that the person you're listening to doesn't have to be a Mechuyev V'dov. No, it doesn't entail that. V'hu Shiyeh HaMavarech Chayev V'osav Rocha. Now, so the Rav explained as follows. He commented on the Rambam here in Perikei of Hilchos Brachos, and he said this is actually I think in the second volume of the Yotzei Shirim. He said that the pshat is as follows: when you bench b'mezumen, so the Rav said, and this is basically the basic theme idea of that entire shir. So we sort of think of benching b'mezumen as you have an introductory paragraph. That's what benching b'mezumen is. And the Rav said, no. The real idea of benching b'mezumen is that instead of benching individually, you bench collectively. That's what the essence of benching b'mezumen is, right? And that's why the Rambam describes that benching is that the mezamein is the one who benches, and everyone else just listens. Because the whole idea is that when a chabura eats together, so then they bench as a chabura. They have this birkas hamazon of rabim, rather than just the birkas hamazon of yechidim. And it's that which sort of underlies the introductory paragraph. The introductory paragraph is when there's sort of mitztarech lebracha. It's through the rabosai nevarech, nevarech shachanu mishalo, baruch shachanu mishalo. So that's where they're mitztarech to bench collectively. But then for it to be a collective benching, how is it a collective benching? If everyone is saying the words, it's not a collective benching, it's a synchronized benching. It's not a collective benching. Optimally, what a collective benching means is that you have one person who's a spokesman. One person who's a spokesman. And in this context, the Rav says that's why the Rambam stipulates Omein. Because if you're being Yotzei Shomer Ka'ona, so then we don't stipulate Omein. Okay, it's better to answer Omein, but it's certainly not required. When the mechanism is not Shomer Ka'ona, but the mechanism is that it's a Birkas Hamazon of Rabim, meaning that it's one collective benching. So then, how does it become one collective benching? A, you only have one person being Mevarech. B, you have everyone else, B'davka, answering Amen, because it says again in the previous, right, the previous halacha that we have here on the page, of V'chol Ha'ona Amen Acha HaMevarech HaReze KeMevarech, V'HaReze KeMevarech is by answering Amen, it's not just that I'm Yotze with your bracha, but it's as if I said the same bracha you said. So that creates, again, this collective benching, this benching B'chabura. Now, the other example, which the Rav gives, for where we're not employing Shomer Ka'ona, but we're rather employing, again, this idea of Rabim being Mishtatfim in a single bracha, in a single recitation. So the other example he gives that is in the next halacha here on the sheet from Perek Tes of Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Gimel. So the Rambam begins here and he describes the Seder Tefillos HaTzibur. He says this is what you'll see if you come into shul in the morning. So he says, you know, the Shliach Tzibur gets up for Kaddish, right? That's what they do, Ad Hayom Hazeh in many yeshivas and such minyanim. So they don't have a Shliach Tzibur standing before the Omer for Brachos and for Tugid Zimra. The Rambam describes it that way also, because there really is no din of saying that for Tzibur. The the din of tzibur begins with baruch hu, with the davar shebekdusha, and from that point on. Okay, the reason we have it is
so
the
what,
sort
what
of.
What do we do with the kaddishim? I mean, do we miss the first two kaddishim?
Right. So the I don't think the Rambam has those. That's a good point. I don't think he has those two kaddish yasam. So the kaddish to avon and the kaddish yasam. I don't think he has them. Now, so the Rambam describes all that, and then the Rambam says Baruch Hu, and I think the Rambam has everyone sitting for Baruch Hu, lots of things which seem very strange to Ashkenazim. And then the Rambam says, and then everyone davens the silence from Esrei. Now the Rambam's up to describing Chazaras HaShatz. So, V'achash she'yafsiya shliach tzibur shalosh psiyos ma'achorov, after the shliach tzibur goes back the three steps for having finished his tefillah b'lachash, V'yamol, and he pauses, Maschil u'mispalol b'kol rom, Mitchilas habrachos lahotzias mishalo hispalel. So now he begins the Chazaras HaShatz. What happens during Chazaras HaShatz? Says the Rambam, v'hakol omdim v'shomim. Everyone is standing, listening, and again here too, the Rambam stipulates v'onin amen achakol bracha ubracha bein elu shelo yotzu yidei chavosan bein elu shekvar yotzu yidei chavosan. The Rambam stipulates that it's not enough to listen, but everyone has to be answering Amen. And here the Rav said it's the same idea. That here too, the Chazaras HaShatz is supposed to be the a tefillah of the tzibur. It's supposed to be a tefillas ha-tzibur. And the way it becomes tefillas ha-tzibur, it's the same mechanism. It's through the answering Amen. Through the answering Amen.
And why doesn't the Rambam say that this is... You know, the Rambam specifically says here, he says... Lahotzias Mishalo is Palo. He doesn't say Lahotzias Mishalo is Palo, Pagam Lahotzias Akal, but it's Philip and Tibor.
Right. I don't know the answer to that. It's very. Well, as far as that goes, so the answer, well, if we'll limit the question to that, so the answer would then be that we're having. That the way we motzi someone who didn't daven is not through Shomei Ka'ona. Right? It's not the case that for someone who can't daven, when being motzi him Shomei Ka'ona. No. You don't have Shomei Ka'ona by tefillah. That doesn't work. The way we can help him be yotze is by creating this tefillah satzibur and letting him be a part of it.
But the way you read it, it's almost as if the Rambam is saying, if there's nobody in the room who didn't daven, you don't do this, because
you only... So now, when you emphasize that, so I don't know, because just to expand on your question, when we talk about the importance of davening with a minyan, right? So what we have in mind, by and large, and according to, is that to be in shul, so that when each of us says our tefillah v'alacha should synchronize with nine others, and in that sense, what we're davening with tzibur. Rambam never really talks about that being a big deal. He doesn't talk about that at all. The only tefillah b'tzibur the Rambam has is the Chazaras HaShatz. And yet, on the other hand, he seems to say that the Chazaras HaShatz is only occasioned by the fact that Chazal were concerned that there might be someone present who wouldn't have known how to daven on his own. So the question is, according to the Rambam, what's the lechatchila avenue for tefillah b'tzibur? That's your question. I don't know the answer to that. It's a very good question. I don't know the answer. It's a big problem. It's a big problem. Okay, so at any rate, so that the Rav commented on these two Rambams, in Perikei of Hilchos Brachos by Zimon, and in Perikei of Hilchos Tefillah with regard to Chazaras HaShatz, and basically what he said is that there are two mechanisms for being Yotzei. There's a mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona, which doesn't require Amen, and it's as if I individually said the same Kiddush that you said. By my listening to you, so you said Kiddush, and it's as if I individually also said Kiddush. Then there's another mechanism of a bracha or tefillah of the Rabbim. And that requires Amen, because of the extra mila of Amen, of v'chol ha'ona Amen, ha'reza kemavarech. Now, so in light of that, so let's revisit our Rambam in terms of Birkas HaTorah, so maybe the pshat is as follows. The Rambam here would seem to be intimating the following distinction between the two brachas which each Olam makes. The first bracha is the bracha which the Tzibur makes. Kriyas HaTorah, the Tzibur, again, whether it's a Chovas Yachid or Chovas Tzibur, but it certainly is. It can only be implemented with Tzibur. So the Tzibur as a whole is saying a bracha on the Kriyas HaTorah, on the Kriyas HaTorah. That being the case, so it's not enough for the Ola to say the bracha, but the Ola says the bracha, and the Rambam stipulates for HaKovachol Ha'om, on and Amen. The bracha la'achareha is not a Birkas HaMitzvah on the Kriyas HaTorah, and hence it isn't something which has to relate to the entire Tzibur. So what is the nature of that bracha? So we'll see in a minute the Yerushalmi, the Rosh and other Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim of Toras Hashem Tamima, and it says that when is Torah Tamima? When it has bracha lefaneha ula achareha. That Torah has to be packaged. It has to be couched within brachos. That's the same way you're buying someone a beautiful gift, so you're not going to put it in some kind of supermarket paper bag, but you're going to put it in nice wrapping paper. So Torah Hashem Tamima, Torah is Teuna bracha lefaneha ula achareha. So the Rambam seems to have learned pshat as follows, and in a minute I think we'll find a raya to this understanding, that the bracha lefaneha is required as a type of birkas hamitzvah of the tzibur on kriyas haTorah. Hence, that bracha has to relate to everyone. The Rambam says v'chol ha'om onen amen. Don't be ma'ariv sedra then. Don't be saying Rashi then. Be tuned in to the bracha. The Rambam would say. The bracha la'achareha, again, so Megillah seems to have it, but for the most part, you don't have a bracha after you do a mitzvah. Here, it's not that the tzibur needs to say a bracha on the mitzvah afterwards also, but Torah has to have the bracha afterwards. So whose responsibility is that? That's the oldest responsibility, to say the bracha la'achareha. So l'chora, what we're suggesting is that from this Rambam here, the Rambam would disagree with Iran. Again, ultimately we have to come back to our Gemara and then see how it is that the Rambam can countenance the Katan or without the consideration of the Kvod HaTzibur, how we could have countenanced the possibility of the Isha getting the Aliyah. Obviously we're going to have to come to that question, but in terms of the question we set ourselves, when the Ola is making the brachos, so what kavanas does he have? What kavanas does the Tzibur have? So according to the Ran, the brachos are both brachos, both the bracha before and afterwards are for the Olim, and only for the Olim. And according to the Rambam, what we're suggesting is there's a difference between the bracha Rishona and the bracha Achrona.
According to the Rambam, emphasized that that you should say Amen after each bracha Rishona of the Olam. This Sfara works best if the requirement for the Amen would have been set after just the first one making the bracha. They would have joined in that would be the sign that they're joining in the Tzibur. When the halacha was beginning of the Mishnah, that's all that was required to signify that it was a communal Kriyas HaTorah.
Right, but once the Chachmei HaGemara introduced that each Olas is a Bracha Rishona, so the only part of Kriyas HaTorah which is covered by the Kohen's Bracha Rishona is the first Olam. So the same thing is going to be as necessary for all the subsequent Olam as it is for the first Olam. Now take a look. Take a look in the Rosh, please. It's Perek Gimel, Siman Gimel. I have it in the pagination. It continues from the pages of the Gemara, and it's Lamed Hay. Yeah. Lamed Hay Amid Aleph. he quotes a Yerushalmi here. If you see where it says Gimel and you go down around six or seven lines, the first word in the line is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi halacha hei. Rabbi Abba b'reid Rabbi Chiya bar Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Hayakari b'atorah v'nishtatek. A person had an aliyah and he was reading, and then for whatever reason he was unable to continue. Something happened, Rahman al Islam, in Ishtatek. He can't continue reading. He can't even stop and say a bracha l'achareh. Rahman al Islam, he had a stroke or something. And he can't function. Zesha ome tachto. Okay, so then we have to call someone else up. So Zesha ome tachto yaschil mimokom shehischil harishon. So the question is, where does he begin from? Does he, if the first Ole had reached Pasuk Yud, so he now takes over and begins his Aliyah from Pasuk Yud? See, the Shalmi says no. He has to reread what the previous Ole had read. Now, Itmar, Mimokom Shepasuk Harishon Nisborchu Lifnehem V'lo La'achareihem V'ha'acharon Nisborchu La'achareihem V'lo Lifnehem. Uksiv Taras Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh Shetehei Kula Tamima. Yerushalmi says, if we would have the replacement Ola continue from where the first Ola left off, right, and as it were, have the two of them join together to be one Aliyah, so then Yerushalmi says, the nine psukim which the first of the two Olam read would be lacking the bracha la'achareha, right? And the whatever psukim the replacement Olam read subsequently would be lacking the bracha lefaneha. And again, we associate with the pasuk in Tehillim of Taras Hashem Tamima that by Kriyas HaTorah we are supposed to have both bracha lefaneha and la'achareha. Now the Rosh is going to elaborate on what the Yerushalmi means. Meim razu nema bosa ditkinu shekol echad mevarech. This Yerushalmi reflects the din of the Gemara that every Ola says his own brachos. V'shaminan she'im hu maschil, if the replacement Ola would begin, v'shaminan she'im hu maschil mimokom shehischil arishon, if you tell him that he should reread what the first one had read, so then clearly what it means is, well, we can't incorporate what the first one did at all. So forget what happened with him. So wipe the, strike that from the record. Forget what happened with him. So then, what do you do? Mevarech bracha rishona. Then you have the replacement Ola. He says a new bracha rishona. And then he continues to read. If, however, im hayamaschil mimakom shepasak, if we would have recommended that he pick up from pasuk yud where the first person left off, einu mavarech, then the rationale would have dictated that he would not say a bracha rishona. Why? Ki hu gomer kriyas harishon al smach berchasa, because then we would have said that he's relying on the first one. So Bekitzer, according to the Rosh's understanding of this Yerushalmi, which is the understanding most Rishonim have, if this case happens, right, Korah v'nishtatek, so then the next Ola begins his Aliyah where the first one had begun. You reread it, and he rereads it with a new bracha lefaneha and a new bracha la'achareha. Fine. The Rambam says, and I apologize, I forgot to list this ma'amokam. See, you don't have it in front of you here. But the Rambam, when he quotes, the Rambam also in, I think it must be in Perek Yud Beis, also Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam quotes this Yerushalmi also, and the Rambam says that the replacement Ola doesn't say a new bracha Rishonah. In that detail, he disagrees with the other Rishonim. The Rosh and the other Rishonim say that the new Ola has to say a new bracha Rishonah. The Rambam says no, he doesn't have to say a new bracha Rishonah.
He goes back, but not a bracha.
Right, no bracha Rishonah. Why? So what's the pshat? The pshat is as follows. The Rush says like this. The Rush assumes like the Ran, right? When the first Ola said the Bracha Rishona, did anyone have in mind that I'm being Yotze with that Bracha, that I'm a part of that Bracha? No, because like we just explained in the Ran, when the Ola is saying the Brachos, the Ola has to say the Bracha in Kriyas HaTorah. So no one was Yotze with that, right? No one's entertaining the possibility that he, Rachmana Litzlan, is going to have a stroke and we may have to substitute for him and therefore I should make sure that I have the benefit of his Bracha. Obviously, no one is thinking of that. So says the Rush, therefore the Yerushalmi says, when you have to pinch hit for this guy, so then you're going to have to say a new Bracha Rishona as well, because you can't just begin reading without a Bracha Rishona. Masha Ein Kein, when the Rambam says that you pinch hit for him, so the Rambam says you don't have to say a new Bracha Rishona. Why? Because that's exactly what we in the Daya from this Rambam are answering Amen, because the Rambam holds, yes, everyone was Yotze with his Bracha. There's no need to have a new Bracha Rishona, because everyone was Yotze with that Bracha, because that's why we stipulate that V'chol Ha'am Onen Amen, because that's always the case, that with the Bracha Rishona, the whole Tzibur is being Yotze. Now, when you look up the Dinim in Shulchan Aruch, so basically, I think the Mechaber quotes both opinions, but he quotes the main opinion is that of the Rush over here, and the other Rishonim, which then means, in terms of what we've been tracing, that basically the Shulchan Aruch says that we don't have to be Yotze with the Brachos. And that halacha l'maisa, what emerges is that when we're listening to Kriyas HaTorah, so we're not having that me'ika hadin, we don't need that the Ola is having in mind to involve us in the brachos, and that we also have that kavan in mind, and that me'ika hadin, the Ran in our sugya of hakol Ola l'minyan shiva, and the Rush here is how we paskin.
And the beginning of Ram says that if you don't hear Baruch Hu, you may not be Yotze.
I don't know if the Magad Ram says that. The Rav quotes that he heard that from the Baruch Hu. But the Rav tells the story that Shabbos to Mincha, they were going to Shul, and the Baruch Hu was on. I guess that they were both in for a visit. I don't know if they were. If he was visiting with his father in Brisk, or if Velva was visiting his father, I forget where the story happens, that they were going to Shul Shabbos to Mincha, and they came in 2-3 minutes late, Ech Shehu, and they missed Baruch Hu. The Kohen hadn't said the Asher Baruch Havon yet, hadn't said the Baruch yet, but they came in right after Tzibur finished dancing Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu, and Vlad. And Velva said, oh, we lost the Kriyas HaTorah, we have to go elsewhere. Alright, so that's when we get to the Mishnah later in the Perek. When we get to the Mishnah on the Chav Gimel Amid Bei, so then Brunadu will discuss this. If you just come back to the sheet for a minute, I just want to add one footnote to what we were talking about before. So we said before we were talking about the idea that not only is there Shomea Ka'oner, but there's also an idea of being Yotze collectively. And the Rav said that that's what the whole idea of benching the Mezumin is, which is why may Medina de Gemara, and that's the way the Rambam has it, when we bench the Mezumin, really only the Mezamin should be saying the benching, and everyone else should just be answering Amen. We don't do that anymore, the Achronim say, because we basically don't trust ourselves to pay careful attention. And because of that's why what we do is b'di'evid, but that's why the mezamein is supposed to bench in a loud voice, so that at least people at least simultaneously hear the mezamein, and everyone should be trying to basically synchronize their benching with the mezamein, with the exception that when you get to the end of each bracha, so then you go a little bit ahead of the mezamein, so that we can all answer amen on his bracha without answering amen in our own bracha. So you bench all the way until the baruch atah Hashem zanas hakol, more or less synchronized. Then you run ahead for those few words, and then answer Amen. And this is sort of our b'di'eved way of having the Zimun, that A, we synchronize with the Mezamein, and B, we answer Amen after the Mezamein. Which is why, again, the Mezamein is not just supposed to say the Rabosai Nevarech, and then bench silently, so then we really totally undermine the mitzvah of Zimun when we do it that way. Because the whole idea is that it's supposed to be a collective benching. The Mishnah Berurah actually recommends, we don't do this, but maybe some people do. Mishnah Berurah recommends, he says, that L'chol HaPochos, he says, you should at least try to pay careful attention that at least for the first bracha of benching, we should be able to do what's Midina de Gemara. That at least for the first bracha of benching, we should have only the Mezamein saying the bracha and everyone else listening and answering Amen. And then subsequently, because that's the primary bracha in terms of the Zimun. But we generally don't even do that. But at least, at the very least, to A, synchronize, and B, have the Mezamein, you know, try to project his voice that people should hear him, what we're certainly supposed to do. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, you have the following apparent stira in the Ramaz. In Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Si'if Aleph, so the Mechaber quotes, it's a Gemara in the 7th Perek of Brachos, that the Gemara says that ordinarily, if you only have two people eating together, so you don't have enough of a mezumen, so then each one is supposed to bench separately. You're not, unlike Kiddush, it's not acceptable l'chatchila for one person to bench and the other person to be yotzei shomei ka'ona. If, however, it's echad sofer ve'echad bor, one knows how to bench, the other one doesn't know how to bench, then, b'lez brera, so then Chazal said that you can have shomei ka'ona in this case. So that's what the Mechaber is describing. Shnayim she'ochlu afal pi she'bevikas ha'motzi poter echad es chavero, even though it's l'chatchila, it's acceptable l'chatchila for one person to say ha'motzi and the other person to be yotzei. When it comes to benching mitzvah lecholek she'yavar kol echad bekas ha'mozom ha'atzmo. Now, says the Mechaber, Shomer Ka'ona only works if the person listening understands what he's listening to. Right? This has far-reaching implications. And this is actually the majority opinion in the Rishonim. The majority of Rishonim say that in order to have Shomer Ka'ona, the person listening has to understand what he's listening to. But if to him, you know, for all he knows, he could be listening to a recitation of Japanese poetry, so then he's not Yotzei Shomer Ka'ona. The Magen Avraham here, which is the basis for our minig, Magen Avraham says, yes, that's what most Rishonim think, but Rashi disagrees. Rashi says that the Gemara says in Megillah that we don't know what Pshat in Ha'achashtron in B'nei HaRamochem is, that we don't know how to translate that phrase. And yet, in Megillah, we are Yotzei Shomer Ka'ona. So you see, Rashi says that you're Yotzei Shomer Ka'ona, even if you don't understand. So Tosfos and the other Rishonim say no, that Kriyas and Megillah is different because of Pesumei Nisa. That even without understanding each word, but the Kriya was still a Kriya of Pesumei Nisa. But Rashi says no, Rashi thinks that this is a paradigm for Shomer Ka'ona in general, and you see that even without understanding, you Yotze Shomer Ka'ona. So even if you're listening to Kiddush and you don't really understand the words of Kiddush, but afal b'chein, a person is still yotzi. And the Magen Avraham says that nagu olam, that we're somech on Shitas Rashi. We're somech on Shitas Rashi. Fine, okay, so that's halacha l'maisa. It's certainly a good idea, whenever being yotzi shomei ka'ona, to review and to brush up, to understand what we're going to listen to. But me'ika adin, when push comes to shav, so the Magen Avraham says that nagu olam, like this kula of Rashi. But the Mechaber doesn't have it. The Mechaber says that Shemei Ka'ona only works if you understand Lashon HaKodesh. Now in Se'if Vav, I think part of Se'if Vav got cut off. In Se'if Vav, in Simen Kuf Tzadi Tes Se'if Vav, the bottom source that you have here, there's a Ramah, which got cut off here, where the Ramah says, Kuf Tzadi Tes Se'if Vav is talking about Zimun. And it says that Noshim are Yotzos with the Zimun of Anoshim, even if they don't understand. That's what, I'm sorry, it's not here, but that's if you look it up in Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Ramah says here. So the Vilna Gaon asks, how come the Ramah, if the Ramah disagrees and thinks that you don't have to understand in order to be Yotzei Shomer Ka'ona, so why wasn't he Magia? Why did he keep quiet back in Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel when the Mechabi, why did it have to wait for the Magen Avraham to come rescue us? The Ramah should have disagreed in Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel. That's what the Gaon asks Akasha here in the Biur HaGra in Kuf Tzadi Tes Sif Vav. So I heard once from Rav Talu Zichron Levavi. He was a Talmud of Rav Velvos. So he was mechaving to this same vort that the Rav said about Birkas HaZimun. That Birkas HaZimun isn't, again, three individuals benching, but is rather a collective benching. And he was mechavin to the fact that the Rambam stipulates answering Amen. And with that, he wanted to answer the Gaon's kasha on the Ramah. And he said the Ramah thinks like this, that Shomer Ka'ona, that requires understanding, that requires comprehension. However, this din of a collective benching, right? No one said that when you say Kiddush, that you have to understand Kiddush. No, if you're listening to it, in order for the listening to be an intelligent act, so it has to be intelligible. So Shomer Ka'ona, there we stipulate, according to the Ramah, that you have to understand. But by a collective benching, so there the Ramah says you don't have that requirement because you're not employing the mechanism of Shomer Ka'ona here. And that's what he wanted to say would be the answer on the Gaon's Kasha. That the Ramah kept quiet in Kuf Tzadi Gimel because he agrees that if what you're talking about is Shomer Ka'ona, so then he agrees with the Rov Rishonim that we do stipulate understanding, we do stipulate comprehension.
In Kuf Shnaim.
Shnaim is Shomer Ka'ona. Shnaim is Shomer Ka'ona. It's not a Zimun.
But Shalosh is not anymore.
But Bishlosha, so that already is Zimun. It's not Shomer Ka'ona, but it's rather a collective benching. It's a Bikas HaMozon Shel Rabim. So that doesn't have this requirement of understanding. The same way, no one ever said that the person who's saying the benching has to understand every word. We only said the person listening, in order to bridge the one who's saying it with his listening, has to understand it. But over here by Zimun, it's as if everyone's saying it through the answering Amen. Okay, Bli Neder, next time, the next show will be in 2 weeks, Bli Neder, it's